Emmanuel Episcopal Centennial Interview, tape number 7.
Oh. Hey, this is Dana. You were going to tell me about the ticket to the Roosevelt Sunday.
Okay. And wait just a minute. I got my husband on the other line. Do not hang up.
All right. It's just an interview with Beverly Troll. Yeah. Can you remember?
I remember only that we were sitting in the car and were told not to get out of the car and to watch the president go by.
This was at the parade?
This was at his entourage from the hotel to the church.
To the church, wherever you're located.
We were sitting across the street from the auditorium, which would be like across the street from the Doll Fine Art.
How old were you then?
Let's see, when did that occur?
36.
36, I was 10.
And, did you go to church when he was there?
No.
But your father had the ticket?
And my mother, but all I have is his ticket.
They did go, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it's too bad I don't remember anything. I don't remember seeing him. All I can remember is we were just staying in the car. President would go by.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, at 11, we were little country kids. We lived out in the country.
What else do you remember about it? Do you remember the gathering afterwards?
No. I have no recollection of anything.
Well, I've got you on the phone. What can you tell us about the... You've been with the church all your life, have you?
Mm-hmm. Except for the 3 years I was in Philadelphia.
In nurses training?
Yeah.
What's your outstanding memory of it?
Well, memory. As children and as a family, we were very, very close to old Reverend Pike. Very, very close. And this was a nice steamboat, you know, thing in our life. And I suppose.
Sure.
We always went to Sunday school. My mother was real active in the charitable workers, which I think, and now I'm not sure, but I think it was the Indian women of the church, but I'm not sure.
Cheerful workers, you say?
Yes.
Was your mother associated with the Indians?
Mm-hmm. My mother was Indian.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that. How much? Is she full butt?
No, I think she's about 3/4.
And what all did the cheerful workers do?
Well, they did a lot. They served lunches, bake sales, and they did lots of cleaning of the church.
And I hear tell that the various women's groups served meals to the men's club a lot.
Now that I don't. I know she went down to work a lot in the church, you know, for serving, but I don't think of her.
When you were in Sunday school, can you remember some of your teachers?
I had one teacher. Her name was Mrs. Gore.
Gore?
Bancroft Gore. And I think, it just seems like when we moved from the first to the second grade, she went along, second to the third, she went along.
Oh, is this the same Gore that's the mother of Blanche,
yes.
Shreve,
mm-hmm.
and Roselma?
Mm-hmm.
Okey-doke.
Like before the Presbyterian Church's 100th anniversary.
That's the day we talked about it.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago.
And Hal said, quick, get up and read the paper. And I was so sure my cousin, either those that are in town or the ones in town, pictured would be in the paper. Because I knew all this was going on. I was so shocked when I was at our church. And I just had a flash of lightning, and I thought, I think we've got a ticket. The old family Bible where there's all sorts of things, you know. Sure enough, there it was.
Okay, well,
Sunday school. I know we were taken to church and dropped off went to Sunday school, and then they picked us up when we went home, and then they went to church.
Mm-hmm.
Not like it is now.
Different schedule.
Yeah, so much like it now.
Mm-hmm. Wonder who that was. Well, things get better.
Yeah, right.
All right, if...
Somebody writes an article about people with cheerful workers.
We'll work on that.
And if they don't, I have a friend whose mother's work in the area that I could get together with and talk.
Uh-huh.
And see if they could remember any more than I could.
Keenok?
Because it wasn't like busy. Well,
all right. It was a telephone interview with Mrs. Beverly Trull, T-R-U-L-L, on September 18th, 1986, in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Too before I, a long time. And her folks were old-time members of the church, you know.
Yeah, she told me about the work her father did there. All right, I certainly enjoyed talking with you.
Well, thanks. I wish I knew more, but I was kind of a later comer.
If you, over the next few weeks, if you should happen to think of something you'd like to tell us, why call me up.
I'll surely do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And that is the end of the interview. By telephone, September 18th, 1986, in Rapid City, South Dakota. Interviewer was Dana C. Jennings. No, I'm not familiar with the list. Of course, Reverend Pipes was there. the longest.
Yes. Well, Pice was there when I actually joined the church.
And what's an outstanding memory you have of Episcopal Church here?
Well, I really used to enjoy working in there. I took part in the different guilds, but, I know it's peaceful, mostly.
Not a lot of politicking and feuding and fussing then.
Well, there wasn't any at all until when Mr. Caton came and Mr. Pipes and he were having trouble. And no, it was very peaceful. Mr. Pipes was really a wonderful man.
Caton was the assistant?
Yes. And Mr. Pipes was, of course, he was getting older and Mr. Caton was a younger man. I suppose they didn't see eye to eye or something. But it was really too bad for several years in there. We lost quite a few members. But I stayed anyway. I said I didn't go to church for the preacher. I go for the church.
And I expect you were involved in raising money for the new guild hall?
Well, no, that was before my time.
Oh, I see.
Before I was active.
So.
And I lived on the ranch in those days, you know, you didn't get back and forth to town like you would now.
That's true.
Many roads and everything.
Do you have any photographs from those days or any?
No, I don't believe I do.
Do you remember President Roosevelt's visit?
Oh, yes. I remember that. In fact, I sat on the curb down by the old Patton Hotel for the parade, too.
Were you there the Sunday he was there?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, it was very impressive. And, I sat, I sat toward the back. And it was very impressive. One of my best friends, Fabiano Ford-Ostermoff, she's one of the... Has anybody interviewed her? She's really... Well, no, of course she's in the hospital now.
What's her name?
Ford-Ostermoff.
She's in the hospital.
Yes.
I've been calling that number and not getting an answer.
No, I tell you, she's been in the hospital now for a couple of weeks. And
oh, dear.
I don't know whether she's going to be all right or not. She's kind of had a stroke.
Oh, dear.
But she was one of my oldest friends. We were, about 1918. But she really, she was, excuse me, I seem to have a drug. She was really, and then another one is Marion Nemechek. Have you interviewed her?
Yeah, I talked to her.
Yeah, well, she was there, too, before I, a long time. And her folks were old-time members of the church, you know.
Yeah, she told me about the work her father did there. Well, all right, I certainly enjoyed talking with you.
Well, thanks. I wish I knew more, but I was kind of a later comer.
If you, over the next few weeks, if you should happen to think of something you'd like to tell us, why call me up.
I'll certainly do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.